Okay, can you say your name?
Peter Sadler from chemistry.
Okay, and so we're going to talk about the real world chemistry sessions.
Right.
We had three sessions. Can you just tell me a bit about your initial involvement in the project, or the origins of the project?
Right, I think there was a feeling that we wanted to extend the kind of open space learning that we've been doing with year one. With year one, it was periodic table and famous chemists. We extend that now into years, well, originally we thought year three, because people in year three had done the open space learning when they were in year one. But it turned out to be difficult to timetable. It was too late to timetable it. So then we transferred it into year two, which is probably still a very good place for it to be, because year two now, next year, we'll be having interviews for placements for industry and so on and so forth. So we then thought, how should we arrange a new open space learning session and to venture into some new area and to really to try and equip them for the real world, really, for business, for commerce, and for just general communication skills. And so the idea came of real world situations, the sort of situation that you might find yourself in at an interview in a large company, big chemical company, for example, or some other placement activity, and needing to sell yourself, if you like, to do a certain amount of elevator pitching to a certain extent. And what I think we've tried also to emphasize is the need to control or to learn body language, and that's where, of course, the capital center, or whatever the term is at the moment, of yourself and Nick Monk and Johnny Heron has been so expert in providing, really. It's something that the students haven't thought very much about before, I think, and from talking to the students afterwards, something they've appreciated greatly. So to put them into real-life situations, to give them a real-life situation, an interview before a company, to present a solution to a problem that the company would be interested in, to present it as a team. I think that's been an advantage of this, actually. They've not just presented themselves, because after all, we didn't want them to feel intimidated.
Yeah.
We didn't want them necessarily to stand alone in this exercise. And I think that's been very valuable, actually. And it's been impressive to me how they have worked together as a small team. We've seen the outputs, we've seen four presentations, and all of them have worked together on preparing the presentation and presenting the material as a team, and I think they've benefited and learned something from that as well.
And what about the structure? Do you think the structure contributed to that? Do you think it was a good structure, having three sessions? Do you think?
I think in the end it was about right, because we prepared the early sessions such that they could equip themselves for the later work. They had time. Not as much as they'd like, perhaps, because remember, this was extra work. They don't get any brownie points for this, so all credit to them. But that's right, by building it up slowly and preparing them for the final session, it worked really well.
And the sense of team consolidation.
That's right. And I think also a feature that was very nice was to have real external people involved. We had someone from Royal Society of Chemistry, we have someone from industry sitting on that panel who I think enthusiastically took part and really were, and I think enjoyed taking part. Our students knew that there were external assessors present, friendly external assessors who were able to give them some advice again. And I think that worked really well.
So you think it's been a success and the students have responded well to it?
I think it has. I think it's been, if you like, more successful than we thought it might be. It was a learning experience for us as well. We didn't know how it was going to go. It's completely new, the material that we've put together. And I think it has been very successful. We'll have to think hard about how to progress this.
Do you think you'd change it?
I think the format is good. Would we try and extend it to more people? Would we try to sell it harder? After all, 12 actually was a good number for us.
It's a great number,
and they got individual attention. 24 we could probably still handle. And I really think these students particularly, will benefit a lot from it. And it really is a myth to think that you've got to be assessed on something to get a lot out of it, I think, because as one or two students have already noted, they used the experience that we gave them in another assessment, in a key skills course. It did help them in an assessed course.
This is part of the chemistry?
That's right.
It's part of their chemistry degrees.
That's right.
And do you think the science was, the research element was integrated into the presentation skills element? Because I think that was quite, I mean, I know Nick Barker was very keen
to make sure we had some hard science, some hard chemistry in there. I think that actually worked quite well. There was real hard chemistry. They did learn a lot more about lithium batteries, about helium, about food additives and so on. I think that's also was embedded in this new learning project. And that's a bonus as well. They probably remember a lot about the science, the chemistry that they learnt in that, because of the way they had to present it.
Yeah, exactly.
And that's something we might be able to carry over into a lot of other areas, I think, into their, improve their learning skills in general.
Okay. Just two more quick questions then. Do you think this will translate into other disciplines? I mean, do you think, you know, this is something we'd be interested in doing with, say, physics or, say, you know, maths? Do you think this is something that can... it can work across the board?
I think it can. I think you need people on the staff. I mean, in my case, I'm enthusiastic about it. We have Nick Barker, and we're fortunate to have PhD students, actually, who are, I think, themselves actually gaining things because they're turning into teachers. Yeah. They're learning themselves about presentation because they have to present themselves. So I think within another subject area, if you can find a nucleus of people who realise that this can be successful and that they are themselves enthusiastic about it, then it will work, I think. On the other hand, just to go into a department and say, we're going to do this, please join in, would not necessarily. You want the people in the subject to be behind it and give them the confidence that they will get something out of it. Then it will work well.
Yeah. And do you think this is something then that can be embedded, say, in chemistry once the OSL project closes? Because this is something which is happening at the end of the year. So how do you envisage this happening in the future?
I think we need the help of the OSL team to bring this off.
Yeah.
I think it helps a lot having arts input into this because clearly the communicative skills, the body language and so on. And by the way, we shouldn't forget our careers people who also joined in this, right? It was
really
an interdisciplinary experience just putting this together. Mm-hmm. The careers advisors and so on, I think, can see that this had some advantages. But I think to say, can chemistry, I think we can learn in chemistry, yes, because we've already been saying, well, when our PhD students give talks, we should be more critical or helpful about them using body language and so on. We can learn, but to put on such a structured course, I think needs this interdisciplinary, this open space learning expertise that we get from you and your colleagues.
So you think it might be something for IATL in the future then?
I think as a working together with the departments is the way to go.
Yeah.
Because it's the little things, the videos and things, isn't it? Just making sure it happens,
absolutely,
the organisation of it. And, you know, if you leave it just to chemists, we're also busy with so many other things, it doesn't always happen.
Yeah.
So
you need that external
perspective. That external perspective, that's right.
Okay, thank you very much.
Okay, thank you.